What's up, everybody? I go by the name of Doggy Diamonds. You are now listening to No Filter Podcast. No filter means honesty. If you're afraid of honesty, then this ain't the podcast for you. We gonna be honest today. What it is, people, it's your boy Doggy Diamonds. Another episode of Doggy Diamonds No Filter. I guess I gotta call this the next wave edition because we dealing with the next wave in hip hop right here. Introduce yourself to the people.
Hey, what's good, man? It's Trey Pizzy, 80 side. You know what it is.
The funny shit is that you might have been one of the most requested interviews that everybody was hitting me like, interview Trey Pizzy. Why you think that is?
Probably because of the antics that have been going on the past couple of weeks, but yeah.
Is it a good or bad thing to you?
It's a great thing to me, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's a great thing.
Yeah, like overall, fuck it, right?
Yeah, I wouldn't have did it if I didn't feel like it was a good decision, you know?
Where did, and of course we talking about the back and forth with you and Dave East, mm-hmm. rather the, did he set it on you?
Nah.
Like, so how did it start? Because I didn't really hear your record first. I just heard his record. Yeah, No, I'm bugging. You said it on him.
Yeah.
He responded, and then you clapped back again.
Right.
But did you put the second record out?
Yeah, I put the second record out. I did my first record. He did response, and then I did another record.
Got you. Okay. Yeah, no, because I thought, because I didn't, honestly, I ain't see none of this shit brewing.
Yeah.
I didn't know where it came from. I was confused. So if you could, for the viewers who's just like, because you know the word is clout chasing and shit, like,
he just
wanted clout, he just mad because he's the son of Nas and you ain't shit, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. What started all of this?
It's just sucker shit that started it, you know? Behind the scenes shit to where if you bring it to light, it'll look like you clout chasing because that's what these niggas do. They throw stones and hide their hands.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So it was just some shit like that. It was a situation, you know, how rappers do. They just rapping you to death. You know what I'm saying? Like, every time they see you, it's like, yo, we got to do something. We got to do something. And shit like that. And mind you, we was fucking with each other since we both started. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, it got to a point where it's like, why you keep rapper in me, you know what I'm saying? Like, I never asked you for nothing. Just see me, say what's up, let's keep it moving. But we was in front of the studio, and he like, yo, we got to get some. So I'm like, all right, let's get it. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's do it. Let's stop talking about it. You don't got to rap in me. Let's do it right now. And he's like, yo, I got something to do or whatever. And that was cool. I'm like, all right, cool. So we go in the studio, and, you know, I'm telling my mans, like, yo, we out. We about to leave. But I see him whisper to somebody, and they go in the back room. And then the owner comes out, and the nigga start talking to me like, yo, I got you on free studio time and shit like that. And the whole time, I'm just like, I ain't think nothing of it. I ain't think it was an issue. You know what I'm saying? I ain't see no underlying issue. So I'm like, all right, cool. Like, we out. I see you next time or whatever. But then I start putting shit together. I'm just like, yo, this shit just seemed funny. So basically what he did was telling niggas to get us up out the studio. Mm. And mind you, we in my hood. Know what I'm saying? So it's like, we letting you rock. Like, what you mean, get them niggas out the studio?
So you and the ex?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so it was just one of those situations. And it's been brewing, know what I'm saying? Like, people been saying shit to me, like, the nigga act funny or whatever towards our situation. Like, as far as, like, we did the All I Know song together or whatever. And, like I said, rapping me, hitting me up about the video. I never even asked, you know, I never even asked to do the video or nothing. Hitting me up, and then the video never get done. You know, people just throwing shit out there like, yo, that nigga trying to, you know, dim your light. Like, he don't want you to get no shine. He shoot a video for every fucking thing else. Why would he shoot a video for the hottest song on his project? And I'm just like, yo, I'm brushing it off. And it's just mad shit that's just adding up. So at this point, I'm thinking strategically. I'm thinking smart. Like, I could have went to the, I could have stayed in the studio. We could have made a scene or whatever. But I know everybody going to be like, yo, Trey Pizzy wild out this and the third. And it's going to look like it's for no reason. You know what I'm saying? And we can't win in the street. We going to go into jail. We going to, shit going to happen. So I just rap. You know what I'm saying? We rapping, so let's rap.
So he called you to the studio?
Nah, we was already at the studio.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? We had just finished a session there. with my son Brody. So when he pulled up, it was just funny. It's hard to explain. You just got to beat it. It was just funny from the pull-up. So we pull up, he see us, he like, yo, I thought this shit was low. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, if it's niggas you fuck with, why you saying, like, just say what up? You know what I'm saying? Like, why you acting so surprised? What you mean you thought it was low? Like,
Where y'all know each other from?
We knew each other from rap. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
But when, like I said, when we first started, it was like a piggyback thing. More, I was hotter. You know what I'm saying? So it was like, you know, he needed the street cred or whatever. He needed to be around the niggas that was actually in the street. So I would be there. You know, he had the whole Crip thing going. So whatever, he wanted to do photo shoots or whatever, he'd call niggas to pull up, shit like that. And whatever I had shows, I'd call niggas out, shit like that. It was just regular rap shit. But I don't fuck with niggas that I'm not cool with. You know what I'm saying? So it was just like, all right, if I'm fucking with you, if we doing all this, I expect it to be a certain way. You know what I'm saying? I'm not hip to the rap. I wasn't hip to the rap industry and how shit worked. So
you was thinking off the street shit. We rock, so we good. And
yeah,
then,
like, we cool. I wasn't, you know, I don't move on rap at time. I don't know nothing about that.
Yeah,
you know what
yeah.
I'm saying? Like, I'm from the street. I don't know how. You know, you hear how people say the industry is fake and shit, but I'm just like, yo, we both in the streets. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, all right, cool.
So what point did you say, all right, I'm going in the studio, I'm making a diss record?
Like a little bit after that. I thought about it. I'm like, I really wanted to punch him in his face. You know what I'm saying? Cause I just felt this total disrespect. You know what I'm saying? Like, you in my hood. I knew you was here 100 million times. Like, you know what I'm saying? And niggas could have did whatever. So, but I was thinking strategically. I'm like, yo, if I set it on, if I do anything street, I'm not going to win. You know what I'm saying? No matter how I go. So I'm just like, all right, I'm a rap. I'ma just rap.
And you dropped your record.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, what the fuck just happened? Wasn't they just doing a song together?
Yeah.
So, you know, behind the scenes, we, you know, the people, we was like, what the fuck just happened?
Yeah, like I said, it's hard to explain, cause it's hard to explain to the average consumer because they won't get it. You know what I'm saying? But it's just a lot of rapper shit. Like the shit that you hear about rappers complain about every day, like how rappers is suckers. Yeah. I didn't want to be one of those niggas. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like I extend my arms to everybody as artists. So.
So when y'all did do y'all collaboration, y'all went in the studio together and knocked it out?
Nah, we was both super busy at the time.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? At the time that we did the records together, like, we was both hot. We was both bubbling in New York. So we ain't really have time to, you know, be in the studio together. He was doing his thing, I was doing mine. We sent the record, I sent it back.
Oh,
and that's how
okay.
that went. But we got multiple collaborations, like, on other people's records, too, so.
So it wasn't a, because I just want the people that's watching this to know, it wasn't mm-hmm. a point where he was the hot artist and you was the up-and-comer and you was using him to get on.
Nah, it was always the other way around.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I was the nigga. And the clout chase, that's a new term. I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And for me, the clout chase is like, I never asked him for nothing and didn't get it. And be like, oh, since you didn't give it to me, I'm going to beef with you.
Yeah.
Is you did some sucker shit, I checked you for it. That's it. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't like, yo, I asked a nigga for something, he ain't do it. I never asked him for nothing. He was the one that was always asking. Or like, yo, pull up here, do this, do that. I never asked a nigga.
So it was times he would be in the city and he would call you and your dudes for the numbers.
Yeah, like they would be doing a photo shoot or whatever and they'd be like, yo, come through, or they'd be doing a show, yo, pull up to this show. You know what I'm saying?
You go through deep and...
Right. And at the time, like I said, I was hot. So when I called them for my show, it was just like, all right, so people get to know who you are. You know what I'm saying? Because nobody knew. He kind of came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
So
you threw the first jab. He mm-hmm. responds. When you heard his response, what did you think?
I mean, the first jab, it was light. It was just to see. It was just to check the temperature. You know what I'm saying? If you hear the first record, it wasn't disrespectful, it was nothing. It was just like, because I know how rappers play. They act like they too big to respond or whatever. So it was just like, all right, let me see how he gonna play this. Let me just throw something out. And he responded. And I look at everything like war. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, all right, you could launch a big missile. Like, the shit looked good flying, but it ain't land. You know what I'm saying? Like, nothing he said was just like, it was like, it sound good to the people that don't know. You know what I'm saying? But to everybody
else. Yeah, because what I'm trying to get the people to understand is how shit goes sour with relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes it always looked like one man is greater than the other man, and mm-hmm. the man who's not the great man just looked mad.
Right.
So he just...
That's my thing. That's always a narrative. You know what I'm saying? Like, because it's a popularity contest.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, oh, the one that's most popular is like the other nigga is hating on him, but for what? Like, why would I wait all this time to hate on you?
Yeah, it had to been something that made it too.
I could have stopped you right where you was at. I'm not mad at your success. To me, that's not even successful. You know what I'm saying? If we want to be honest, and that's not a diss, but my idea of success, where I want to go, he not there. You know what I'm saying? It's a million niggas I could have shot at if I wanted to clout chase. You know what I'm saying? Like, I could have been on Tekashi time. I could have said something to him.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I could have said something to somebody else. If I really wanted to clout chase, why would I go after nigga that don't got no records or nothing? Like, what you...
Do you have his number? Like, you could have called him, though?
Nah. That's what I'm saying. I don't... Like, he give me his number every time, but I never use it. You know what I'm saying? Because I never wanted nothing from you.
Got you.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he can't never say I called him for anything. So it's like, I never used it. It was just like, all right, I got your number. We cool. Like, yeah, when I see you, it's what's up. You know what I'm saying? That's it. If you needed something at the time, like before this, I would have been there. You know what I'm saying?
Who's the mutual go-between with y'all?
Nobody. I mean, I guess it's street shit. You know what I'm saying? But there ain't no mutual.
Because in his record, he was like, you're not real Crip, or they don't know you and shit. So I'm like...
That was a reach for help. That's what I'm saying. All the things that he was saying, like, you listen to my record, I ain't mention nobody else's name. I ain't mention no other gangs. I ain't mention my gang. I didn't say, yo, I got these niggas for... That was just like, all right, who gonna help me? That's all it is. It's a popularity thing. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, all right, who gonna get on my side? And that's the beauty of war. You already know who your enemies are. You want to see who's standing next to them. You know what I'm saying? I already know who the target was. I want to see who's going to stand next to him.
You did bring Buddha name up, though.
Yeah. But that was because he was doing foul shit to everybody around him. So, I'm doing character checks. I'm not going to sit here and rap with you. Like, if you listen to every song that we got together, collaborative, you know what I'm saying, that we on together, I took those. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like I'm the better rapper. Anybody that's a fan of hip-hop and listens to those songs, they could tell you that I ate them on those songs. I'm not trying to rap with you. I'm character checking you now.
You got, where could the people hear, like, the material you got out there?
Apple Music, SoundCloud, wherever you can hear everybody else.
Because, you know, because I know the numbers went up and everybody started doing their research on who
YouTube
you was and all that. Okay.
And everything like that. So, yeah, everywhere.
What you working on now?
Right now we working on the Truman Show 2 project. Should be coming out here soon before the year's out. We'll be doing that.
So at where we stand right now, if y'all bump heads somewhere, is it you stay over here, I stay over here? Like,
I don't have no beef with him. You know what I'm saying? It's not beef. It was an issue. Music is therapeutic for me. You know what I'm saying? It was an issue. I addressed it. Now it's on you. You handle it how you want. I don't have no beef with you. If I wanted to beef with you, if I wanted to do something to him, I wouldn't have rapped.
How do you take the Instagram comments and the because, you know, like I said, when somebody has a fan base, the people gonna ride with them, and I don't really know the situation, so I'm not saying he right, you wrong, because I'm probably not gonna get his side. All I could do is get your side. Right. Like I said. For you people, mad people with me. Shout out to Mad Slander too. He hit me and was like, yo, get Trey Peasy, yeah, get Trey Peasy. Yeah. That's so it's name. Like people really wanted to hear you on a broad scale of where it came from. But I know how do you deal with the people that's just in your comments just like telling you
I mean, it was expected, you know. Okay. So like I'm strategic. I knew it was gonna happen. I knew the effect it was gonna cause, but I'm outside every day. So all the comments I don't hear those in the streets. You know what I'm saying? So like that shit is just the internet. I'm not really.
When two people's from the town, you from the town, he from the town, and it's so called beef because it's whack. How do that shit move in the street? Do it start getting funny? Do you start seeing certain niggas draw lines like, oh, I can't rock with you no more because I rock with East? Or do you see a lot of funny style shit?
Nah, like I said, that's the beauty of war. You You know what I'm saying? You already know who your enemies are. You trying to identify who going to stand next to them.
Got you.
So, I mean, it is what it is. Everybody, a lot of people see him as opportunity right now. So, of course they going to side with him because they think that he could possibly take him somewhere. But when all that dies out and you got to deal with life, you know what I'm saying? You're going to see all those same people turn on him because it's not authentic. So right now, it's just, like I said, I'm looking at it from a large scale. I've looked at it from a strategic point, and it's cool. I mean, they could take whatever side they want to.
Was your brother a little bit more diplomatic when he heard it, or he was pissed off?
My brother going to take it whatever way I want to take it.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So I just told my whole team, like, we keeping it wrapped until somebody move different.
Got you.
Then we going to handle it different way.
I mean, I'm all for battle raps, you know what I'm saying? That's what it's all about. I just don't want nobody in the street really getting crazy, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like I said, with the street shit, like I said, it's a lose-lose for us. I'm not saying we the toughest niggas in the world. I'm not saying we more gangster than anybody or whatever, but I know where we willing to take it.
With the politics, though, with you being Crip and him being Crip,
mm-hmm.
is it somebody that could come in and say, y'all chill, y'all meet it?
It's not a Crip thing.
Okay. No, I'm just saying, being that y'all both...
I mean...
Because I'm not gang-affiliated, so I'm kind of stupid about a lot of shit. I be thinking, yo, ain't you a Crip? He a Crip? Ain't the big homie going to come say, yo, everybody chill? I mean, like, it don't work like that?
I mean, it can.
Okay.
I mean, it can, but at the end of the day, we both men, and it's not a Crip thing. It's a man-to-man thing.
Gotcha. So y'all not in the same set?
Nah.
Oh, okay.
Nah.
Okay.
We not in the same set, but our sets, we fuck with each other.
Got you.
You know what I'm saying? Hard, gotcha. So... That's not, that'll never be an issue.
Got you. So everybody in the sets is just like, yo,
yeah,
y'all
everybody, I mean, you got his immediate circle, my immediate circle, but as far as the whole gang thing, like, that's just, that don't even need to be mentioned. Because,
yeah, because, no, I would just be confused, because, you know, back in the days, the big cousin would come say, yo, y'all niggas fucking.
Oh, no, they tried.
Okay,
yeah,
okay.
They tried, but, I mean, he got to address the issue himself. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can have niggas come talk for you, but at the end of the day, you a man.
And you do have political ties back in L.A., right?
I mean, we know some people back there, but I'm from New York.
I mean,
much love and respect to whatever they got going over there. You know what I'm saying? That's the motherland for the whole culture, but I'm from New York, so...
Because I was just going off of his diss. He was just like, L.A. niggas don't know you and all that shit.
Yeah.
And what I know, you know, our thing out here... It derived from there, but it's different. You know,
yeah, it's
different.
It's not totally different.
Yeah,
I mean, you could go to Wichita, Kansas, and say, "Yo, niggas don't know you." You know what I'm saying?
Like,
it don't matter. You know what I'm saying? So, we know people out there, but that's not even it.
Musically, so you got a project dropping.
Mm-hmm.
What's your dream collaboration? Do you fear doing records with niggas now?
Nah, I never liked working with niggas because. Of shit like this.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if you listen to my projects, I don't have features. My features is like homegrown. But this is the reason why. You know what I'm saying? Like, just because you know, like, just niggas is just.
Gonna rap on you. You said that's up music.
Niggas is just
I'm
gonna
stealing
rap
that shit
you.
Too. Yo, don't rap on me, man.
You know what I'm saying? Niggas just gonna rap you to death. So I try to refrain from working with other people because artists are artists and we all work differently.
On your time, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
The most bullshit niggas is barbers, mechanics, and DJs.
And rappers.
Barbers, mechanic, DJs, and rappers. Yeah. The most bullshit niggas. Especially barbers and mechanics. Bullshit niggas.
100%.
So you got mad music out there.
Mm-hmm.
Does this situation did it help the attention? Did it like bring a lot of attention to you?
I mean, for the moment, like, but like I said, I wasn't as irrelevant as he made it out to
okay.
seem.
Yeah,
you know what
yeah,
I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like maybe he's big on a global scale, but in New York, like, I mean, I've been here. So
are we let's talk some New York shit real quick, man.
Yeah.
We gotta get arrogant real quick. We looking good out there in New York.
100%.
What you like about the scene right now?
I just like that we getting our sauce back. You know what I'm saying? Like I like that. Coming up, that was one of my whole goals is to make sure New York was doing their thing. So I'm glad to see that we at a point, like even with rappers like Tekashi, Cass, and, you know what I'm saying?
Shout out to them for squashing beef too.
Yeah.
I was really happy about that because that's Brooklyn. I never even covered that.
Yeah.
I never spoke about that. I never wanted to report it. Mm-hmm. I never wanted to talk about it because I didn't want to add no fuel to the fire. Because I was like, they both from, you know, the town
too.
It's like, you know, even with this, you know, even you speaking your piece, I even stated, like, I don't want y'all, if y'all rapping, rap.
Yeah, I always said that. Like, it'll be rap until somebody else take it somewhere else. But from our stance, I'm just rapping.
You gotta test your soul sometimes, though, you know?
Yeah, I mean, that's what when I thought about rapping, that's what I thought about. I'm like, this would be good for hip-hop. Everything is too friendly, you know what I'm saying? And
then
And you don't have two rappers that could actually rap going at it. You know what I'm saying? But you know, when the other person don't want to play, then it ain't.
Is he nice in your opinion?
He's a good rapper.
Okay.
He's a good rapper. As far as an overall artist, I mean, I feel like he could be better. I think he's a great rapper, though. He's a great rapper, but he tell you the same story 20 times.
You know what's funny, right? When diss records come, you get to see how a nigga felt about you the whole time.
Yo, like, this is what I'm saying. You know, like, and that gave me reassurance.
Yeah.
Like, what he was saying on the track and the aggression, that it made me feel like what I did was correct. Because you heard mine's. Mine's was just like, all right. Then you heard his. It was like,
his shit was mad as a motherfucker.
You was brewing that. Like, that's how you felt the whole time.
When I heard his shit, I was like, who the fuck is he so mad? Because I didn't. Because he didn't say your name.
Nah, he didn't say my name.
You know, that's the thing in rap, diss records too. Don't say his name.
Yeah, because he's clout chasing.
Yeah. But are you managed by Wayno now?
Nah.
Because why did his name come up?
Oh, because Wayno's just my nigga. Like,
okay.
He's been my nigga since, you know, we all started. So
because I was confused. I thought that he left him managing him and he started managing shit. So he threw his name.
Nah.
Cause I'm like Buddha. Shout out to Buddha.
Yeah,
man.
Shout out to Buddha, man.
Buddha probably was like, leave me out of this shit, please. Yeah. I just want to do my beats. I'm all in it now.
Yeah, nah, but Buddha, all of them people is cool.
Did you speak to Buddha? Was he like, damn, man? Like,
nah, I ain't speak to him. But I'm pretty sure he ain't mind it.
Yeah. What's all your social media?
At Trey Pizzy for everything. Twitter, Instagram. All that.
So before we go, we gotta talk about this New York shit again. So we looking good. Who you trying to fuck with in the city that you think you could make some good music with without no bullshit later on?
I just want to see everybody do their thing.
Got you.
You know what I'm saying? Most of my rapper friends, I don't even make music with them.
Got you.
We just sometimes, just because I seen Wayno tweet this the other day. Matter of fact, like, just because you do something dope and I do something dope,
don't mean we should do something dope together.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm just watching. I'm a fan first before anything. So
can you educate me on the Bronx? I don't know about these areas. I'm hearing Highbridge a lot.
Yeah,
now.
Highbridge. That's where A Boogie and them from.
So where's Soundville and Castle Hill?
Like? Soundview and Castle Hill's on the other side. Like, Highbridge is the west side.
I'm stupid and shit. I'm like, what?
That's on the other side. Those are projects on the other side.
And what part are you from?
I'm from West. It's kind of in the middle, but West East. You know what I'm saying?
What
it's
the fuck
crazy.
Is wrong with y'all in the Bronx? Yeah. Is it the air? Is it the what's going on? Like, I'm confused.
y'all
took Brooklyn's spot as the fucking wildest place. Yeah, like.
Yeah.
It's so many memes on the Bronx. How you be mad at that shit?
Nah, hell no.
Is it true?
Yeah.
Damn.
It's true. But you know, it's just cause we ain't get gentrification yet. Ain't no money here yet.
Yo, I was looking for apartments and you know, I give it up no matter where I go. And they was like, in the Bronx. I'm like, I ain't moving to no fucking Bronx.
I don't know. Maybe it's cause I'm from there. It's not that bad.
That's how I feel about Brooklyn. Niggas be like, Brooklyn. I'm like, nah, that shit regular. Like,
nah, that shit is regular. Like, ain't that.
But anytime you go, it's like, could be like, nah, the niggas just outside and shit. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, but that's the same thing in Harlem.
Brooklyn is fucked up now. Yeah. They deaded us on that shit. Niggas can't even be outside. Them dead ass serious. Like, you go a certain place in Brooklyn, don't be nobody outside.
The Bronx is actually quiet when it comes to that outside shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't see 1,000 niggas
outside. I'm talking about the side blocks, though.
Yeah,
the side blocks be fucking crazy, man.
Yeah, but you know that's everywhere. You got that in
Harlem, Washington Heights, and all that.
You got that everywhere. Everybody outside. It's summertime.
Heights. It might be like 9 of motherfuckers outside. All the chicks got all the chicks got their asses done. The old ladies got they booty done. Everything.
That's where we go to hang out.
About to see. I went to the BBQs over there one time. Oh, I'm like, yo, it's lit over here.
You got to treat yourself better. Yeah. We don't eat like that.
No. This was back in the days, though. You see me eat. Well, I was eating a salad earlier. I since then have changed my life.
Like that.
Yeah. No, I have changed since then. I was eating a salad with pickled peppers and cucumbers and roasted sun-dried tomatoes.
Oh, you trying to make BBQ sound elite.
Yeah, you know. Nah, but I was just saying it was just the area.
Yeah, but
the Bronx is like, who's your favorite Bronx rapper?
Me. What you mean?
Oh, okay. Besides you.
Oh, besides me?
Don't say KRS-One because he originally from Brooklyn.
Nah.
All
right. You mean overall right now?
Overall, like when you think about the X, who made you happy to say, yo, this is the Bronx? Right?
Pun?
Okay.
Yeah, Pun.
Yeah, Pun.
I mean, like that was it for us, you know what I'm saying?
Incredible. You definitely get. So now, who's making you proud now?
It's a lot. It's a lot of rappers out there. I don't want to say nobody's name because I might leave another person out. But the Bronx is doing their thing.
Yeah, because sometimes you say a nigga name, right? And then he used the interview like, you was on my dick in that Doggy Diamonds interview. But that's where we at, though. Unfortunately, like, we can't even show love and appreciation.
Nah, I'm shout out a couple niggas. I like Swave. HG, I like Josh, DWH.
I don't know none of these people you named. Yeah, that's a good thing.
Though. I like a lot of people. Nah Boogs got a song I like.
I'm like, who?
Yeah.
But this is a good, you know.
A lot of people.
This good shout out.
A lot of people.
The gangs in New York. Mm-hmm. Is it a color thing in New York?
I can't speak for others.
Uh-huh.
In other areas, it is, you know. But for us,
I think it's really unified, though. Like,
I wouldn't say that.
You're from the Bronx, though.
Yeah.
But I just know people in Brooklyn, like, if you go to the Flatbush side, it's very, very blue. Mm-hmm. And then there's places in the sky that's red. But I don't be seeing dudes
tripping. Yeah, but Brooklyn, y'all tricky. Y'all got folks out here. Y'all got
And
the Bronx is not really like that.
I don't see a lot of people tripping.
Yeah,
in New York like that. You know what I'm saying? But y'all in Bronx, I don't know what I'm trying
Bronx
to figure
is,
it out.
They don't care what color you are. You know what I'm saying? It be Bloods and Crips on the same block.
That's what I'm saying.
You don't care what color you are, but I mean, I wouldn't say unified, but nobody really care about that. It's just about you as a person. Like, just don't disrespect us. We won't bother you.
Got you. If you had to do an all Crip album, name three people you get.
I don't know. I can't. If I had, I wouldn't do an all Crip album because music is universal. I don't want to, put myself in a box.
I was about to put your shit together for you.
Yeah, but
I'm like, yo, you got it.
I mean, who would be? It'd be Snoop, right? Nipsey.
I would just say Nipsey.
Yeah, Nipsey. Snoop.
Nipsey is crazy.
Yeah, those are the top ones for me.
You could have had Nate Dogg singing a chorus.
Nate Dogg, G Perico. Those are my top picks.
I like what Nipsey is doing.
I like Maxo Cream too. From Houston.
See, he naming names. I'm telling you, he naming names, and that's dope.
Yeah.
Because I don't know who the fuck you talking about.
Oh, nah, I don't mind doing that. I show love.
But man. See, this is the lost art of hip hop. When we talk about off the camera, you gotta show love. You gotta be a fan.
Yeah, but I was telling you, people make it hard for you to be. Once you get into the industry, they make you feel like being a fan is crazy. Like, you can't talk about your peers no more. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, cause you don't even know how that nigga's gonna take it.
So
I might be in the building. I'll be like, yo, I don't like this nigga music that much, and he might see me and want to punch me in the face.
Yeah, nah, nigga's sensitive as fuck.
I don't care about that, but it's just the general consensus. Like,
people are very, very sensitive these days. You can't say, if you don't like it, you just got to almost be quiet.
Right, and that's the only way you're in the industry.
Up, though. Because sometimes I want, it's a difference between criticism and constructive criticism. Some niggas are just criticizing because they feel like they need to, and some niggas will say, yo, bring your vocals up.
I think it's the hater word and the clout chasing shit. Yeah. I think that killed a lot of authenticity, because if you say something or you disagree with something or something, you know what I mean? Everything is you a hater, you a clout chaser. You just can't even have a real opinion about something no more. So a lot of that killed authenticity too, but you know, it is what it is.
The rock star vibe, you fuck with that?
Yeah.
Let's see, your hair red and shit
That's me always. You know, like I got two different vibes. When I'm making music with my brother, you know, it's street, real street. But other than that, I make rock star music. I mean,
he trying to get some pussy. Shit.
Nah, man, I get that on the regular.
I'm just saying, he just all about pussy, because you know rock stars, they fuck a lot of chicks.
Yeah, man.
And rock and roll started by black people. Oh, 100%,
100%.
You know, a lot of times they be like, "Yo, you trying to be like one of them white boys?" Die. I'm like, "No, was us. We started.
That was
all
us. We started that from blues and all of that." You
know? Musically, have you toured yet?
You know, we did shows in different states, but that's what we're working on now. Taking it global. You know, we got a couple fans in Japan, UK, stuff like that. So we want to set something up so where we can touch those people out there.
So right now, what's the best way for people to stay in contact with you? Features, production?
Features and all of that. You just hit my Instagram.
You answer Twitter. Or some nigga in sweatpants on there? That's you or some nigga in sweatpants?
Nah, I answer, man. I try to answer as much as possible, but you know.
Don't DM me.
You can't.
Fuck y'all. DM me, man.
I like to, even if you're a fan, man, I like to be in touch with the people as much as I can.
See, I like that, but it's like, the fan shit is tricky. Because a nigga fan you, then slide you his mixtape.
Yeah, but
he'll big you up, and then when you say thank you, he be like, now show love back and listen to my tape. It's like, yo, my nigga, I didn't ask you to rap. Yeah. I never told you to rap.
That's the art of war, though. You infiltrate.
You infiltrate. That shit will go on unread the whole time, fucking with me.
Nah, but I'm with it, man.
I'm fucked up. Hit Trey Pizzy.
Yeah, I ain't gonna listen.
You wanna get in contact with me? Hit him. You know what I'm saying? He gonna answer.
I'll listen to everything, but I listen to some. You can find some dope stuff. Some people is some dope people.
I don't wanna hear y'all shit. I mean, y'all niggas is just downright. I'm not telling you to quit, but this shit ain't for everybody.
Nah, it ain't. It ain't.
Only reason why I say it ain't, it has nothing to do with skill or talent. Has something to do with your investing your money, your time, and be able to stand disappointment so much.
Yeah, and it's discipline too.
Definitely.
You know, you gotta have discipline, and you gotta have a hard shell, man.
Very. Yeah, because I know it was times where you just like, yo, we should just kill these niggas.
Yeah, but I'm usually the sensible one. That's my team.
That's the point I'm making. No, yeah. I'm the sensible one in my team. You know what I'm saying?
Like,
I'm the one who be like, chill. And they could be like, yo, you.
And I get to point, and then I get to point, so I'm like, yeah, you're right. You know what?
We should have killed him. Yeah. We just playing. Yeah. we say hypothetically, like on wax.
Hypothetically on wax. Yeah, always on wax.
Yeah, always on wax and shit like that. So yeah,
rappers, man, we rappers.
Yeah. He a rapper and shit. I'm an interviewer and shit. You know, because we don't want them. You know, them niggas to come. You know, once them boys is on you, can't do nothing in New York City.
Listen,
did they fuck with you? Recently?
Yeah, they fuck. I mean, not recently, based off. I mean, you know, it's crazy. After the diss records came,
that's what I'm saying. They'll come and be
They sat on our block, like it sat right in front of us. Like they didn't even care that they.
I went to see Rowdy one day. Shout out to GS9. And them niggas just, the cops was just there.
Yeah.
I'm like, so them niggas just sit here all day? Like, they just watch us all day.
Yo, I knew hip hop police was real when they pulled us over. And they was like, you guys still rapping and stuff like that. Then they started talking about, they was like, yeah, there's some guys in Brooklyn, they just like y'all, the Big Op America guys. And I'm just like, yo, they on everything.
No,
bro.
Well, you know what we did wrong too? That social media, man.
That's why we
got real stupid on that shit.
Yeah, man. I got a love hate relationship with
Turn your location
media.
Off, please.
Yeah.
Don't have your location on to my we in the spot. Check this out.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I got a love hate relationship with social media. Like I hate it, but I know we gotta use it. What?
If I didn't do this, I probably wouldn't have a social media.
I definitely wouldn't.
Because I didn't even really fuck with MySpace like that.
I mean, I barely post now. And I do this.
Because I did look through your shit. I'm like, this nigga don't even push shit up.
Yeah, I don't push
it. It was just, you know, there was a lot of your promotion for your shit. Though,
yeah,
it was a
hiatus between that too, so.
Clothing. You got any clothing you working on?
Nah, we do merch, you know. But,
that's what I'm saying, because I got to plug the hat.
Yeah,
in the, 100%. Chain.
Yeah, we do merch.
You ain't bring me no fucking hat, but it's all good.
They sold out.
He got a fresh one on his head. He could have just gave this shit to me.
You can have this one. You can have this one. Yeah, but
what's the hat stand for?
80 side.
Okay,
that's it. Outside. Yeah,
but ain't nobody gonna wanna fuck me up if I wear that hat, right? Like, yo, you one of them 80 side niggas? Like, yo, I just got the hat from Trey Pizzy.
They gonna fuck your comments up, but in the street, nah.
Oh, that shit is. Them comments. Yeah, that's like I said, fuck.
Got a lot of internet niggas, but you know.
So the internet niggas are so mad at you, they just started hating on anything affiliated with you?
Nah. Okay. I mean, it just lasted like 2 days.
So the 80 side is the X?
Yeah, 80 side is in the X. It's 180th Street.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? 180th Street in Belmont. I mean, the 80 stretch a long way, but our 80 side is like 180th in Belmont, 180th in Hughes.
You got the chain. He's serious about that.
Yeah,
shit.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, he's serious about it. So, yo, I just wanted you to come through. Follow him on all social media. You on all the streaming platforms?
All the streaming platforms.
What name should they look up?
Trey Pizzy.
Spell that for them.
TrayPizzy. Trey Pizzy on everything. And you should be able to find me. I'll try to make it simple.
Yeah. You can find him on everything. And that's on Instagram. You got
Instagram,
a Snap?
Apple Music. Yeah, I got Snapchat. I don't use it.
I don't use my shit either. I just got it because niggas be trying to take my name.
Yeah,
so.
Twitter, all of that.
I got to put the real Doggy Diamonds. Like it's a fucking, it's a fake one somewhere. Like,
yeah, all my joints is verified, so you know.
You lucky. I ain't even got my shit verified. Yo, somebody verify my shit. And I ain't giving y'all $1,500 or none of that shit neither. I'm going to keep it tall. I shouldn't have to pay to get for my fucking name.
They be charging niggas for that?
Hell yeah, they be charging niggas for that shit. But I got to pay for my fucking name. I ain't giving you Nathan.
Fuck that.
Yeah, fuck that. So,
you fuck the right bitches. They do that for you.
See, he took this shit somewhere else. And shit. So them PR chicks?
Listen, I'm just saying, you know.
Yeah.
Fuck the right bitches. They do that for you.
Because there's a lot of chicks that be on some fake ass PR shit. Y'all ain't fucking PRs, right? Getting tired of this shit. Fake ass managers, fake ass PR.
Yo, we just talking about that
shit. Y'all was? See, this is what I'm saying. Yeah. All is you a PR. You know what PR means, stupid?
Public relations.
Yeah, if you don't know.
Nah, they real PRs.
Yeah, they
real PRs.
No, they
public relations.
They PDRs. Personal dick riders. That's what the fuck they are. That's some shit in the
hood. Man. Shout out to the PRs. Let me not fuck my shit up.
Yeah, don't fuck his shit up. But yo, if the PR who hooked them up, hook my shit up. I ain't fucking you though. Just
nah, I got my shit from a label, actually.
Okay, all right. So I got to get one of these labels and shit though. So yo, Trey Pizzy in the motherfucking building. Make sure you follow him on all social media.
Yes, sir.
Make sure you go stream his music. New music coming soon. You got a SoundCloud?
Oh yeah, SoundCloud.
Put the record out, right?
SoundCloud, Trey Pizzy. Yup, we just dropped the Project 80 side with me and my brother, Japan.
Okay.
Chinatown.
I ain't gonna use the diss record against it. That's hilarious, right?
Yeah.
That's what he said in the diss record,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
That's why you said that?
Yeah. You gotta use it.
So that's a joke now, yeah.
You gotta use it.
Okay.
You
know that's the Curtis effect, right? Yeah.
Listen.
All right, so that's what it is, yo. We out of here. Doggy Diamonds.
Side.
All right, I gotta get the fuck out of here. Thank you for listening to Doggy Diamonds No Filter Podcast. If you like this podcast, make sure you share this. Spread the word. Talk about it. Argue with me. I don't give a fuck what you do. Leave a comment. This is Doggy Diamonds. I'm out of here. See you on the next podcast. Peace. Doggy Diamonds did this. This.